It's time for this week's Friday Feeders, brought to you by FNBO, the Great Big Small Bank. A historic winter storm hit western Nebraska on March 13th and 14th, dropping more than 2 feet of snow in some areas. In Banner County, Douglas Olson says the snow has been a challenge.
Vehicles are hard to get through the snow. Four-wheelers are really challenging to push through the snow. So very challenging for producers to try to get cattle to markets. Certainly challenging for people to take care of their livestock, make sure they're in the fences so they can be safe, especially for those people that are calving now. Caring for the newborn animals presents quite a challenge to keep them a place where they can lay down and be safe and dry. Is quite the challenge just to get feed to cattle in this storm. But the long-term impacts of this storm are also great. And we look forward to the moisture that this has brought in this region. We depend on storms to bring moisture. And so we are off to a much better start for spring and the anticipated grass that we'll be able to raise with this moisture that we have received.
The snowstorm will affect some body conditioning of cattle.
We are able to get by with less feed and nutrients than some of the people that would be calving now. So even though it is challenging for those cows to get through the snow to get to their corn stalks, most of those cows are able to forage and get down and get enough corn stalks to meet their requirements. And so our cows are still out on corn stalks even through this storm. And this amount of snow has been a challenge to keep all those cattle in where they're supposed to be and keep them safe where their feed is for them.
While many of the ranches are calving or beginning to calve, Olson explains why their calves will be on green spring grass before calving begins at their ranch.
When we decided to calve in late May, that matches our resources. It does not fit everybody because the way our resources are, that fits our operation, and not everybody has the same resources as us. Calving season impacts many things on your operation, including what your winter feed supply is, where you're going to have your cows in the winter time, what your summer grazing resources are, and how close they are to each other. Certainly affects your marketing of your livestock and how that fits your operation. There's social family impacts to your calving season timing. So there's lots of things to consider when you discuss what time you want to start calving.
The heavy moisture from the snow will help in greening up the pastures. Olson says on their ranch, they also rely on forages.
So coming up here early April, we will be planting some of those annual forages. And we use an oat base mix with lots of brassicas and legumes for an April mix, and then we have a June plant mix that we plant, and then we plant some more forages again following other crops in August that our cattle will graze. So one of the unique things is how we manage those, and those forages sometimes can be very challenging to manage, but they're just one resource that we use to help our operation.
I hope you've enjoyed as much as I have learning about the Olson Ranch, its heifers, and management operations. On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chabela Guzman with Friday Feeders, brought to you by FNBO, the Great Big Small Bank.